You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Quarter. We've got 92.9 The Game's Midday hosts Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
92.9 The Game Falcons insider Smokin' Joe Patrick joins us at this time every Thursday. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. You know, as good as you can be, I guess, after that Sunday night for football performance, but I'm sure we're going to talk about it here.
Yeah, definitely. Not great, obviously. Looking to bounce back against a very bad team in Miami. We'll talk about them in just a few minutes, but quarterback's banged up. What do you know about Michael Penix's injury?
Yeah, you know, he's got that bone bruise to the knee is where the team is kind of saying that the injury, that's the body part, basically, it's being labeled. There was some confusion about that earlier this week, but you could see it happen kind of toward the end of that game. He got rolled up on a bit. And was clearly in pain and grimacing. He was listed as an estimated limited participant yesterday, so they didn't actually practice. Today they will practice. They're scheduled to start here in about 20 minutes. So I guess you can stay tuned to Twitter accounts and such to get the update on that. But I would expect him to be out there and playing. And I think the full expectation for the team is that he will be ready to go. But in case he's not, you know, if worse comes to worse, then, you know, they've got a suitable backup, although I'm sure that is a very much an emergency break glass in case you need to use him situation with Kirk Cousins.
And I want to continue on that line of questioning because I talked with Andy about this earlier. I asked Mike Conti off air the same question. Well, let's say they go ahead with Michael Penix, and just physically it's not where it needs to be, even though he makes the start. Do you think they are prepared to pull Penix in favor of Kirk because of a physical situation only?
I think they have to be prepared for that. And Raheem Morris said yesterday when he talked to media that we're not going to put Mike in harm's way. Like, this organization is not going to put him at the risk to potentially, you know, cause further damage to the injury. And I think that if he is looking banged up and he is at that point, I mean, ultimately, I think that is why you have a quarterback in Kirk Cousins. He's the ultimate insurance policy for the most important position in sports. I do think, though, that they are going to want to try to not put Kirk Cousins on the field as much as possible because of then the situation you get into, you know, who gives you the best chance to win week to week? Because while there's no question that everybody, every fan, every, you know, person inside the building at Flowery Branch understands that Michael Penix is the long-term future for this organization. But I think there probably is some question as to, like, who gives you the best chance to win this Sunday, especially when you're going on the road and Michael Penix has not looked particularly good, especially this season when the team has gone on the road. So I think for a lot of reasons, it's a big game, and it's a game that you feel like you really need to win if you really do consider yourself a playoff team.
You kind of got at what I was going to ask about there in a way, but I want to go just a little further in that, like, it feels like a more complicated situation than it needs to be because of who the backup quarterback is. Like, if the backup quarterback was just Taylor Heinicke or some, like, whatever other teams have as their backup quarterback, do you think it would be easier for the Falcons to be like, yeah, Penix is banged up this week, we need to sit him down and have the backup start?
Man, you know, I think that's only a question that can be, you know, answered by the people themselves. And I don't think you'll actually get that answer.
Of course,
like, obviously,
the
coaches
question.
And stuff are not going to. So all we can do is kind of psychoanalyze as to kind of what the situation is. And it's just, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword because, like, you know, kind of the whole, one of the points about having, you know, this quarterback situation the way it is, and one of the reasons why the Falcons have not wanted to trade Kirk Cousins
right.
is because of the value that he gives you in that position in case you need it. But on the other side of it, it's like, you know, yes, while, you know, Michael Penix is a long-term future for this organization, no doubt about it, you have to win these games. And, you know, who gives you the best chance to win those games at this point, especially if you feel like he's dealing with something and he's not at 100%. So, you know, it's a dicey situation,
yeah.
I think, for the team to be in right now. And that's why it's a fascinating game to see how it plays out and to see if Michael Penix is able to go out there and play well. And like Kirk Cousins said, you know, don't let his backup see the field.
It is 92.9 The Game. Atlanta Falcons reporter Joe Patrick on the WadeFord.com hotline. We saw the transaction go down yesterday. Ray-Ray McCloud joins the Giants practice squad. What do we know about how things ended here with Ray-Ray McCloud? And I guess the prospects for him joining another team doesn't necessarily look great here in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, Raheem Morris, again, kind of to the point we were talking about with the quarterback situation, this seems to be one where he, like, ultimately, he did come out and say after he was getting, you know, pestered by questions, like, listen, like, you know, not going to say what's going on behind the scenes. And that, to me, says that there is something a little more than just the production, which is, like, that's kind of what he fell back on yesterday when he was asked about, you know, why the move. It's hard to make sense that it's a production issue when he burst out and had his most productive year in the NFL by far last year under this same, you know, coaching staff for the most part, except, you know, Ike Hilliard was fired. He did kind of double down on the fact that this was not a situation related to Ike Hilliard, which I initially suspected it was because,
yeah.
Guys, when he was interviewed in the media after Ike Hilliard's firing, he said things along the lines of, you know, this move shows that there's no loyalty in this league, that Ike Hilliard was the best coach I ever had. So I'm sure there were some misgivings about that one way or another, but I take Raheem at his word that that's not ultimately the reason why they let the player go. But it certainly does seem like there was something that happened behind the scenes or something that was festering that really kind of got to a point that became untenable with Ray-Ray. And I think he's going to be missed because, you know, you went through a whole training camp with him basically as your number three receiver and planning to have a receiver like him, and they don't really have a natural backup for him at this time. So makes you wonder if they're going to hit the trade market or if they're going to try to kind of scour free agency to see if they can get anybody else in that wide receiver room.
It does make me wonder, but I'm not the Falcons insider. So I'm going to ask the Falcons insider if they're going to do something like that. Are they going to add another wide receiver?
I think they will. I think they will. I don't know if it will happen via a trade. I think that if it does happen via a trade, it would probably be something extremely minor along the lines of when this team went out and acquired Van Jefferson for like a 7th-round pick swap a couple years ago. Ultimately, I think this team probably needs a player a little bit better than what Van Jefferson was when he came to the Falcons. But, you know, I do think also that the team is better equipped to handle a loss of Ray-Ray McCloud, considering the way that this team's offense is moving to more of a 12 personnel set where,
yeah,
Charlie Warner and Kyle Pitts are being used on most plays. And I think that Kyle Pitts and, you know, the strides that he's making this season allow you to do that, because while he is a tight end and obviously he can line up in line, we're seeing this year Zach Robinson exploring a lot more ways to use Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson, for that matter. You can use Bijan Robinson as a receiver as well, but you can see that they've clearly been more comfortable using Kyle Pitts as an X kind of being split out to his own side on one side of the field. And so I think they will obviously continue with that, but it would help to get another body, and I would expect them to pursue that one way or the other.
Joe, I know you kind of got thrown into it in the midst of a game a week ago, and now you've had maybe a week to adjust and make some plans around it. But Divine Diablo out with the injured forearm. J.D. Bertrand in. Troy Andersen not ready to return yet. So how do you think the Falcons' defense may handle Diablo's absence differently this coming week versus when the injury happened and they didn't really have much planned for it in-game last week?
Yeah. You know, Jeff Ulbrich kind of alluded to it yesterday that they're going to kind of, you know, it's not going to be one guy who comes in and fills in for Divine Diablo, because it makes total sense. Like, Divine Diablo is such a unique player with his size and his athletic ability. There aren't many players there's no player on this Falcons roster that can just kind of come in and replace exactly what he does. And so he said, it's going to, you know, we're going to mix and match. Sometimes it will be JD Bertrand, who obviously filled in for him. And for the most part, I believe it will be JD, but I would not be surprised to see the team play a lot more kind of nickel and maybe even dime situations where they would normally be in nickel with Divine Diablo, where, you know, they potentially bring in any number of defensive backs. It will obviously help to get Billy Bowman back, because he is a natural box safety and has some of that physicality, even though he's not a big guy whatsoever. I think the team does feel comfortable with him tackling inside the box, but also, you know, safeties like Jordan Fuller, you could go to some three safety looks. There's also a guy on their practice squad who they signed late in training camp named Ronnie Harrison Jr., who is kind of a similar mold of Divine Diablo, where he's a converted safety who they're basically training to play linebacker, and that's kind of been his development plan for the team. So keep an eye on that name when it comes to potentially practice squad elevations for a game and if he ultimately ends up on this roster while Divine Diablo is on the bench.
Great stuff as always, Joe. We'll know more, obviously, as the week goes on. And when you and I talk on Sunday morning for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, hopefully.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We'll be able to tell everyone that everyone's healthy that can be and that they're ready to beat the hell out of the Miami Dolphins. Thanks, Joe.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Smokin' Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons insider, joins us every Thursday at this time. Always great info. Like you said, they didn't really practice yesterday. It's kind of a walkthrough,
yeah,
right? So they'll actually practice today in about 15 minutes, and we'll know more about Penix then.
I do find right that when we get off expected there. Injury report hilarious. For the estimated injury report for the no practice day, I find it very funny.
Funny's not the word.
I find it funny.
The Wednesday thing, I don't know. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I guess.
Hey, if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with...
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.